Hey, Denver, Nathan Zagura here, senior media broadcaster for the Cleveland Browns, and looking very much forward to the undefeated Broncos taking on the Browns at First Energy Stadium this Sunday. The Browns ended the game at 2-3 overall, fresh off of a 33-30 overtime victory against the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore when Travis Coons, the kicker who has been perfect 11 of 11 on the season, put the ball through the uprights and gave the Browns the win. The Browns are 1-1 on the season at home as well, with a victory over Tennessee back in week two and a loss to the Oakland Raiders in week number three. They faced your division rival, the San Diego Chargers, in week four, losing a thriller 30-27 at the buzzer before defeating the Ravens last week 33-30. Now, over the last 3 weeks, Josh McCown has been the most prolific passer in the entire NFL. His 1,154 yards passing pace the league and are also a franchise record for the Browns. In fact, he's coming off of another franchise record, 457 yards passing last week against the Baltimore Ravens. McCown has become the first Browns quarterback in the history of this franchise to throw for more than 300 yards in three straight games. The Browns were supposed to be a defensive juggernaut early in the season, but that has not been the case. This is a team that's priding itself on its offense, and really the main weapons have been Travis Benjamin at wide receiver, who already has had a career season in only five games, and Gary Barnage, the tight end, who has also already had a career season in just five games. Barnage becoming, over the last 3 weeks, the first Browns tight end since Ozzie Newsome in 1983 and 84 to have a touchdown in three straight games and six or more catches in three straight games as well. And you got to watch out for the Browns running backs, especially in this passing game. 2 weeks ago, it was Duke Johnson who scored on a pass from Josh McCown. Last week, it was Isaiah Crowell. They both have been over 70 total yards in each of the last two games. This is a team that is bringing a lot on offense. They have no problem spreading it out and throwing the football and throwing it very, very successfully. They have put up 60 points in the last 2 weeks alone. So this is going to be a great matchup between one of the hottest offenses in the NFL and arguably the league's best defense in your Denver Broncos. And we're looking forward to seeing what happens when all the dust settles and all the smoke clears at First Energy Stadium this Sunday.